Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Beautiful sunny day today. It's a glorious day the Lord has given us. All right, I had just a quick little devotional in Micah 6, verse 6 to 8. So I'm going to read that through. It says, "Wherewithal shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, for the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul?" And then verse 8 says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." So the prophet Micah here asks, what shall I come before the Lord with? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and sacrifices? Will the Lord be pleased with that? Can I give my first child for my sin? Will the Lord be pleased with that? And the answer is no. In John 3:16, God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now, Heavenly Father loved us so much that he offered his only Son to pay the price of sin. In Acts 4:12 it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Mm-hmm. So God has provided the price for our sin. So what should we do if God has already paid that huge price for sin? It says in verse 8, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." So it says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good," and he's showed us what he wants, he requires of us. Not only does he want us to do, he requires it of us. The first one is to do justly. And the word justly there is, I guess, being honest. And God has said a few things in his word about unequal balances that he hates and unjustness. And so I guess the word just there is to do what is right in the sight of God, to do what is fair and equal. It says in Isaiah 26:7, "The way of the just is uprightness." And so to walk in justness is to walk in uprightness. Hebrews 10:38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." And so to walk justly with the Lord is what he wants us to do. And the next one, and to love mercy, says in Psalm 25:10, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." And so the Lord wants us to love mercy and walk in it. Says in Proverbs 3:3, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart." And so we're not to let it forsake us, we're not to let go of it as children of God. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind one toward another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." I guess mercy and forgiveness basically go hand in hand there, not something that you can separate that well there. Kind of the same thing in a way. And the last one was to walk humbly with thy God. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 and 6 says, "And be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." So, to walk humbly is what God wants us to do with him, because it says there in Peter that if we are proud, God resists the proud. He doesn't give grace to them, and who of us here wants God's grace? So, Philippians 2:8 says, it's talking about Jesus there, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And so, as our Lord walked in great humility, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords humbled himself to die on a cross for us, as his children. He asked us to walk in humbleness as well. Last verse I had here was Proverbs 22:4. It says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honour and life. And so in verse 8 here, it has to walk, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. And that's what the Lord has asked us to do as his children, as his redeemed. He saved us from eternal destruction, and so he's asking us to do that. So that's just a thought for this morning. We can do as he asks. Thank you for that.